This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings are happy with their performance last night. They got a 34-26 win in Dallas. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw for two TDs and ran for another, helping the Purple to the victory. It's now back-to-back wins, making star receiver Justin Jefferson happy.
Of course, this is a difficult year, just with the circumstances, having new quarterback, new guys to the team, trying to figure stuff out. So it's just one of those difficult years to really, you know, think back on and to really reflect after the season. But I'm proud of myself into not showing the frustration, not really showing my emotions out there on the field, and just really being the leader that I am.
The Vikings will now gear up for a visit to the Giants on Sunday. The Wild beat Boston 6-2 last night in St. Paul. It was the Minnesota debut for defenseman Quinn Hughes. He came to the team via that blockbuster trade on Friday night. Hughes scored a goal in yesterday's win and says he's happy to be in Minnesota.
The first thing is just the players and the guys in the room, just getting a glimpse. I mean, obviously, I met everyone 4 hours ago, but just how great the room has been and welcoming. And then, obviously, on the ice today, just, you know, some of the elite talent they have. I mean, Carrillo gave me a pass in a second. I just wasn't ready for it. And, you know, I would have had an open net. But as time goes on here and I start to read off him, he starts to read off me, you know, I think it's going to take 4 or 5, 6 games. But once we get rolling, it's going to be, we're going to be hard to beat.
The Wild will host Washington tomorrow in St. Paul. The Wolves beat the Kings last night in Minneapolis 117-103. They'll host Memphis on Wednesday night. The Gopher men's basketball team got a career-high 38 points from forward Cade Tyson. They beat Texas Southern yesterday 89-53 at Williams Arena. And the Gopher women's team beat Wyoming last night at the Barn 80-34. Both the men and the women will be back in action on Sunday. This is M&N Sports.